when you're sharing things that are from a place of authenticity and vulnerability, there is nothing that resonates at a higher level in people's bodies and emotions and their energy than authenticity. Because here's the truth: a great coach helps you become who you need to be in order to do what it takes to have what you want to have. And so focusing on that internal transformation with students and whoever you're serving, that's what you need a coach for, is somebody who helps you become who you need to be in order to do the things that they teach you to do.
All right, ladies, this one is for you. I'm here with a total powerhouse, Andrea Engstrom, who helps women entrepreneurs create and launch six-figure businesses. But here's the kicker. When she launched her first group coaching program, she did six figures in under 90 days. That is more than what people do in a whole year in a job, let alone a business. And she did it in the most saturated niche possible. But more importantly, now she's doing six figures a month. And so if you feel like having more freedom, financial security, and more impact in your life is going to be something that you want, and that would be a real game changer for you, then listen in, because what she's doing is very different from everyone else. But more importantly, you're going to fall in love with her magnetic personality. So Andrea, welcome to the channel. Super excited to have you on. And I know we're going to get so much value from this, including myself as well. And I love the book that you've got in the background. So thank you for that.
I'm so glad to be here. Thanks, Richmond.
All right, Andrea. So let's start with this. I mean, there's a lot of coaches out there that are in our space. So I think what resonates people to you over me or anyone else or other competitors or anything is just this personal relatability that people have with you. And I know many things about you, but how about we start with this? What's something that people don't know about you that you don't often share in from a business context?
You know, I've built multiple businesses over the years, and the thing that I think people assume about me is that I've always been a successful person because I've had some outward success. But what not everybody knows about me is that I went through a period of my life where when I was building a dream, it was turning into a nightmare, and I developed an addiction to alcohol, and I had to work really hard to get sober and work on myself and grow some roots down deep. So I think when people see me from the outside sometimes and they're like, wow, she did 100K in 90 days, like she must have had smooth sailing her whole life. But the reality is, just a couple of years before I had that success story, I was in the throes of the biggest battle of my life with alcoholism. And so the thing that I want people to know is that you don't have to have a perfect life and a perfect story to step into your next level of success. You just have to make a decision to change your life and to choose who you decide to be moving forward. Because there's a lot of people I've met who were in the same struggle that I was, and their life looks very different from mine.
Wow. And how long did it take for you to kind of let the world know that that was an issue for you? Did you hide it for a while, or can you talk to us about that?
Yeah. Now, for me, one of the biggest impactful things when I launched my business was I made a conscious decision to be vulnerable and share what was really going on in my story. And I found that for me, that was part of what attracted people to me. Instead of it being like an embarrassing, shameful thing, it became the reason people wanted to learn from me. Because I wasn't perfect. I didn't have this happy, shiny story that was always happy and shiny. Because here's the truth, that's completely unrelatable. And so the things that you go through in your life, the test in your life becomes your testimony. That, that the hard things that you're going through actually becomes the thing that people, that's the reason people want to learn from you. Because now they go, oh, I can relate to her. And don't get me wrong here. It's not that I only work with people who have struggled in the same ways that I've struggled, but when you can share a part of your story that has been challenging. People can relate to the part where you say, I was sick and tired of being sick and tired, and I made a decision to change my life. And if you've ever felt that way, I want to tell you there's hope, and you can create a big, beautiful life on the other side.
And what about like when you shared that story in public? Were you afraid that maybe, oh my gosh, what if my dad doesn't even know, or my brother doesn't know, or my husband doesn't know? Like, how do we navigate through that? Because I'm sure there's a lot of women watching thinking they have something they really want to share, but they're
Yeah.
just afraid that someone really close to them might judge them or something might go on there. So can you talk to us about that?
Yeah, what I found is that the people who really need to hear your story, the people that are going to go with you to your next level, those are the people that I decided to care most about what they think of me instead of someone who would judge me from my past. And so as you elevate yourself, you have to make a conscious decision. Am I going to care more about people who will think less of me, or am I going to lean in so that I can help the people who really need me and attract the people who my message is really for? And it's a decision.
And so what were you most surprised about when you shared it in terms of like was that as bad as you thought? Did the world crumble? What happened? What actually happened?
No, it's amazing. The people who resonate with my story and the people who decide to make a decision to join me and be my client, the people that register for my workshops, and then, I share that usually inside a workshop instead of publicly posting it constantly, like, this is my story, this is my story. I more share it when people have decided to take a next step. And the people that decide to take a next step with me, and even like every single person on my workshop, when I share that part of my story, that's when the chat goes wild. People are like, thank you so much for sharing this. Like, you have no idea what it means to me to know the struggle I'm in isn't the end of my story. And so it's had probably one of the most massive impacts on my business was actually sharing the hardest part of my story. And that and so being willing to lean into that. And Brené Brown in her book Dare to Lead says that vulnerability is leadership. And when we are vulnerable, it gives other people permission to open up. And so if you want to be a coach that makes meaningful impact in the world, you have to lead with vulnerability. If you want other people to get to work on themselves, you've got to lean into that.
So good, so good. And so do you feel like that was a big cornerstone of you doing $100,000 a month? Because I want to talk about that. I know everyone here watching is thinking, how are you doing this? So how much of that personal story and sharing all that vulnerability has consequented to this result that you're achieving right now?
I would say that the strategies that I teach people and the story about how I have created success is the reason that people will register for a workshop with me, or they want to, take a next step and do a tiny challenge with me. But when they're in a room with me and I share the struggle part of my story, that's what connects us at a heart level. And people do business with people, right? So people want a result in their life. But like you said, this is a saturated market. There's a lot of people that you can learn from. And when someone's deciding, do I trust you? Are you my person? Do I resonate with how you show up in authenticity? That's what most people, when I start to share that story, they're like, whatever it is, yes, you're the kind of person that I want to learn from because of how you're showing up in authenticity. And I heard this story the other day where there was a study that was done. I think I heard it from Alex Hormozi. He was on the TikTok or something, but he was talking about how the most powerful human emotion is not anger, it's not love, it's not rage the way that we think it is. It's actually authenticity. When someone believes that you are being honest with them and they trust you, that is the most that fires on all levels in our brains. And we've experienced the opposite, right? We've experienced when you know somebody's not being level with you, or they're just trying to sell you something, that sends off red flag radars, people shut down. But when you're sharing things that are from a place of authenticity and vulnerability, there is nothing that resonates at a higher level in people's bodies and emotions and their energy than authenticity. And so for me, leading with authenticity, even when it feels embarrassing, or it's something that I might have shame connected to, but to be able to share, and I did the personal work, and that is what helped me become who I need to be in order to do what it takes. Because here's the truth, as a coach, we don't just teach people how to do something. People can go to chat, they can go to YouTube, they can Google search something and figure out how to do something. And it's kind of like losing weight. Everybody knows how to lose weight. Why aren't we doing it, right? Why aren't we getting fit when we know we need to eat better? We know we need to exercise. A great coach helps you become who you need to be in order to do what it takes to have what you want to have. And so focusing on that internal transformation with students and whoever you're serving, that's what you need a coach for. Is somebody who helps you become who you need to be in order to do the things that they teach you to do.
So well said. So for people watching right now, I think, oh my gosh, is chat going to take over my role? You just hit the nail on the head about, well, information didn't destroy the fitness space. In actual fact, people getting more unfit and needing health more now than ever before. Okay, I like what you said about authenticity as well. I agree, it gives you the greatest reward, and it is impossible for anyone else to copy because it's
Right.
you, right? Okay, so for the women watching this then, right? How do you like, can you give some words of wisdom when they are maybe a dual decision maker in their coaching journey or their career? You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, one of the hardest things to figure out is who you want to be when you grow up, right? And so one of the things that I do, that one of the very first things that we start with when we start working together, and I used to save this for inside my coaching program, but since I learned a little strategy from my coach Richmond here, I started doing tiny challenges. And so one of the things that we do together is help them nail their niche. So we dig in on what we call, are you familiar with the ikigai? It's the Japanese concept that means a reason for being. And so I always walk people through an exercise to help them uncover what lights you up, what fills you with energy. And so the Ikigai is based on the concept that it's where what you love, what you are good at, what you can be paid for, and what the world needs. When all of those things come together, that's what fills us with a sense of purpose and fulfillment in our business. And what I know about women entrepreneurs is that we are not just about making money. When I know I'm on the right, I'm on the call with the right person, and I ask them what their goals are, almost 100% of the time, the women that I'm speaking to will tell me they want to make an impact in the world. What success looks like for them is making a difference in people's lives. And so that's why we start with an exercise that helps people understand what is going to create the greatest amount of fulfillment for them as a business and as a niche, because it's not just about what can I be paid for. It's also about what do I love, what lights me up in the world as a problem that I can solve and impact that I can make on people. And so having a process to figure that out, for most people, that's the breakthrough. Because I typically meet with women who haven't really considered having a coaching program before. I know a lot of coaches are like just marketing to people who already want to be a coach, and they just want to go to their next level, or they want to figure it out and get it launched. Well, I'm primarily meeting with people who haven't even considered it before. And I'm saying, let's explore this career path. Let's help you figure out what you want to be when you grow up by figuring out what lights you up with energy. What would you be so excited to get out of bed every day to help people do? And then we dig into their story and say, okay, what's the hard part of your story that was an obstacle that you overcame that you can use to be of service to the world and help other people not go through the same struggle for as long as you did? What have you figured out? What have you accomplished that other people want to accomplish? And then we put that together with the things that light them up with energy. And now we've got a plan for what do I want to be when I grow up?
So cool.
Yeah.
So cool. And then how do you have them, I guess, get their spouse on board with a new career change then? Like, this is very different. I don't know what they've been doing in the past, but how does that kind of work there?
Yeah, it's really cool because I rarely get someone tell me that my husband won't let me do this. Because when you come back to your partner, if you've got a good partner, and I know people have challenges in this area with people who just are not supporting each other, and that's a whole different conversation. But when you come to your partner and you tell them, I have discovered my purpose, I've discovered the thing that lights me up with energy, and it comes with a guarantee. Like, I guarantee that people are going to start making at least $10,000 a month in their coaching program before they exit my program, or I'm going to keep working with them until they do. Then it's hard to say no when your partner comes in and says, "Babe, this is what I'm meant to do. And I have a clear path for how I'm going to generate that income so that this investment is a no-brainer."
So good. All right, I want to quickly talk about your workshop, but I've got one more question for you. Is it true that when you give up one addiction, such as alcohol, that you need to replace it with another addiction? And if that is true, what's your new addiction now, if it is true?
You know what? One of the things that I found is, and other people who have quit drinking can probably relate to this. I don't think I've ever met a former alcoholic or a sober person today who is not addicted to sparkling waters.
Oh, is that what you're addicted to?
Oh, that's the thing. Yeah, all day long, I'm like popping tops and drink. I'm drinking sparkling waters like morning, noon, and night. There's one on my nightstand. There's one on my desk first thing in the morning. It's just constant sparkling waters. That was the replacement, and it actually is really helpful if you're trying to stop drinking alcohol to have something pretty and bubbly that you pour in your cup, so you don't feel like, well, I just have to drink water. Like, no, like this is something I enjoy, and so it's replaced the behavior. But here's the thing, and I've heard Myron Golden share something along these lines too, is like, when we are trying to grow a business or we're trying to start something new, everybody wants to see the fruit. Everybody wants to see the fruit. And it's kind of like when the trees that grow branches above the ground, like we want to see the branches and the leaves and the fruit, and we want that tree so everybody else can see it, right? But the truth is that in order for you to see the fruit and the branches, you've got to grow your roots down deep. There is personal work that you have to do. And I'm, in addition to my coaching business, I'm a homeschool mom. And last year, I got to teach my kids botany, which is the study of plants and how things grow. And we learned that a seed, no matter which direction you plant it, when you plant a seed, it knows to grow the roots down first. And then to grow the stalk and the branches and everything above the ground. Have you ever thought about that? You will never see roots growing up and then a bunch of leaves and fruit growing beneath the ground when you plant a seed for a tree, right? And so sometimes we feel like we have been buried. And the truth is that we've been planted. And there may be a season in your life that you have to go through a dark time where you're growing those roots down in the dark and the damp and the dirty, and you're cleaning up. You've got to clean up some of the old habits, the things that you've relied on, and you've got to get on your spiritual fitness. You've got to work on your mental health and your mindset, work on your marriage, work on putting the pieces together. And that's the growing the roots down deep. And so it can feel like the damp and the dark and the dirty. But the truth is, We've got to become who we need to be before we can see that fruit growing above the ground. And so, yeah, sometimes it means we have to kick an old addiction. But more importantly than replacing it with a new addiction is we've got to do the personal work. We've
Wow.
got to do the personal work to become who we need to be.
You are dropping the gold right now. And I don't know if you've got an affiliate link for soda water, but maybe we should drop it in the comments below. Okay, this is great. Okay, I want to talk about your workshop. I know a commentary about Myron too. As you know, I have a great relationship with Myron as well. And I do remember something he similar said to that. Like, for an apple tree to become an apple tree, to grow an apple tree, you need to plant an apple seed. And so if you so you know some people are just haven't become the seed to be able to get the fruits of what they want to create. So something along those lines. So that reminded me of that. So super cool. All right, you run these free workshops very consistently. Free, is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, my workshop, I do this consistently. And so before I started Tiny Challenges, this is how I got my leads. This is how I did almost my first $1 million in sales is through hosting free workshops and creating a free Facebook community. Now, I gotta give you a shout out because when I started offering a free Tiny Challenge after a workshop instead of just a strategy call, my conversion rate doubled. And so,
Wow.
fair warning, anyone who comes to my workshop is that I've got this amazing process that I've learned from my coach Richmond here to help you get to clarity that you can run with, and you're gonna want to run with the clarity. And so my workshop that I host every single month is called 100K in 90 Days, where I lay out exactly what I did to generate $100,000 in sales in my first 90 days in business.
Wow, super cool. And even though you're talking about your conversions doubled, but I dare say any women that are going to this workshop, their life will exponentially become better because my guess is they're going to find their happy place and more importantly, maybe even learn the pathway to becoming the seed that they need to be so they can blossom into the plant and fruit that they want to generate in their life as well. So thank you for that. So how do people get in touch with you about the workshop? So we'll probably like, well, whatever you're watching this, we'll just comment workshop below, and Andrea will DM you, or you can just send her a private DM. Would that be the best way?
Actually, if you go to my website, andreaengstrom.com, you can just click and register for the workshop anytime. And there's always a workshop going. I do a few extra workshops. Like at the end of this year, we're going to be doing a session called Bold Goals. And this year, it's Bold Goals 2026, the year that it sticks, where your passion and your purpose meet profit. And so we're going to be having the details for that up soon on the site as well.
Very cool, very cool. So make sure you join her workshop. It is fire. And as you can tell from her energy, the problem I see with most coaches today is they kind of serve from a very push energy. It's like push, 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 where she's serving from that very pull, radiant kind of style energy, as you would have just felt during this session here too. So that's her secret sauce, that's her power. And I know that if you watch to the end, you've already fallen in love with it too. So Andrea Engstrom, thank you for being on the channel. This has been fire.
Yeah, thank you, Richmond. I appreciate it. You're the best.